turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 33, verse 12. As we speak today on the topic, Take America Back, we began a three-sermon series titled, Reclaiming America's Freedom. This morning, let's take a snapshot of the birth of America's freedom. The birth of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because we are losing these freedoms right now. Then, if we dare, let's look at where we are today in 2020 and recognize that everything that makes America great is hanging in the balance in this forthcoming presidential election. We're talking about freedom versus socialism. It's prosperity versus 70% taxation. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness versus the destruction of our police force and a dictatorship of anarchy that now portrays itself in cities like Portland and was present when we walked out of the gates of the White House by the tyrants in the street. We, the people of the United States, must choose our destiny. As for me and my house, we choose the Lord and His word. Hallelujah. Read Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for this nation. Thank You that our forefathers built this nation on the word of God and the Ten Commandments. And let us return to righteousness. For righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it, and all of God's children said amen. Amen. You may be seated. First, let's consider the birth of our freedom, and I do this because the American public school system have stopped teaching American history, and this is a brand new story to a generation of people. On September the 6th, 1620, the Mayflower set sail across the Atlantic Ocean in a 150-foot-long boat crowded with 102 passengers. They were seeking religious freedom. There were 40 crew members, along with furniture, books, supplies, seeds for crops they would plant, livestock, and a brand new printing press. To create an environment where the pilgrims could survive, God the Almighty blew their ship 250 miles off course to a landing place where they would find one of the most talented and significant people in American history, an English-speaking Native American named Squanto, who showed them how to survive. He wrote and presented a peace treaty between the pilgrims and the Native Americans that kept the peace for 50 years. These pilgrims entered into a covenant with God on October the 11th, 1620. Get that date in your mind, 1620. We are now 2020, almost exactly to the day 400 years later. 400 years is a prophetic number in the Word of God. Think about that. The seeds of the U.S.-Israel relationship were planted in 1620 by the 102 members of the Mayflower passengers. They were Zionists. These passengers were inspired by the Old Testament, referring to their departure from England as a modern-day exodus. The sailing across the Atlantic Ocean was called the modern-day parting of the sea, and the New World as the modern-day promised land, they called it the New Israel. They considered themselves the modern-day chosen people. Hence, the litany of Bible names in the cities and towns of America. Think about this. In America today, there are 18 Jerusalems. There are 32 Salems. Salem is the original Bible name of Jerusalem. There are 83 Shilohs. Shiloh is where the tabernacle stood in ancient Israel. There is one Bethlehem in Pennsylvania. In 2020, these roots are reflected by the statues and engravings of Moses and some 200 Ten Commandment monuments that are in the United States of America. The point, it's time that we, the people of the United States of America, demand that the radical left members of the House of Representatives to leave the Ten Commandments monuments alone. We are still one nation under God, and in God we trust. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States and considered the father of the Constitution, stated, listen, we have staked the future of our political institutions upon the capacity to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Listen to that. So I say to those of you who are in Congress, to those of you who are teaching our college students who don't like the Ten Commandments, if you don't like the Ten Commandments, we want you to be comfortable. Leave this country and go to a country where there is no Ten Commandments. The inscription on the Liberty Bell, a historic landmark in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is Leviticus, the 25th chapter and the 10th verse. It says, quote, proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. Proclaim liberty. The point, the message from our founding fathers written on that Liberty Bell was let freedom ring. We need to be free from the fake news, which is in fact a state-run propaganda television network in the United States of America that's no different than the Soviet Union or China. Let me say it this way. When five television networks say the same thing, same message, the same way every day, this is called brainwashing. Do yourself a favor and turn them off. The media joyfully lied to the American people for 4 years now. They lied about President Trump's collusion with a Russian spy. There was no Russian spy. There was no collusion. There was only a congressional coup to overthrow a sitting president, which happens to be treason. Hello, Washington. Why haven't the major players in this plot been sent to prison? Why haven't they been charged? Our founding fathers, asking God for guidance, drafted one of the most remarkable documents in the history of the world, the Constitution of the United States of America. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 commandments of the Constitution. Without the Bill of Rights, the rights such as freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble, the freedom to petition, the freedom of the press, the right to keep and bear arms could have been denied. Consider the cost of our freedom. Your freedom costs somebody everything they had. Freedom is not free. Thomas Jefferson said, "The tree of liberty must be watered by the blood of every generation." Historical revisionists are now rewriting American history to portray our founding fathers as greedy, corrupt, godless, and atheistic. That's a lie. 244 years ago, 56 men gathered in the Pennsylvania State House to draw up the Declaration of Independence. It was a fortunate hour in our nation's history. It was one of those rare occasions when we had greatness to spare. Their pledge to each other was this: we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. On July the 4th, 1776, freedom was born, but it was paid for in the blood, the sweat, and tears of our founding fathers. My question to you, those of you who are here and those of you who are watching by television, is there anything you believe worth putting your life or your reputation in jeopardy to save our nation? Our nation is in a great crisis. Have you read the Constitution? Do you know what it guarantees you? Citizens of America, read it, and let's take back our religious freedoms. The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What does that mean? It means the mayor or the governor or some other bellicose politician cannot tell a church they cannot have church for any reason. We have the right to have church when we want, like we want, if we want. They can't stop that. Politicians who feel greater than the Constitution are tyrants. They are tyrants. The governor of California tried to close the churches. The pastor sued. The churches are open today. God bless the pastors of California. Pastor John MacArthur is under fire in California. He has welcomed his congregation back, saying, "Welcome to this peaceful demonstration." God bless you, Dr. MacArthur. Cornerstone Church was told our school could not open. We filed a lawsuit. Our school opened on August the 17th as promised to our students. In God we trust. Hello, America. It's a new day. Stand up. Speak up. Fight for your constitutional rights. God and the law are on your side. Let freedom ring.
America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. But what is the cost of that freedom?
Our freedoms are the envy of the world, but they are not guaranteed. This is the reason to exercise your patriotic duty. Find those candidates who match your faith and family values and get out and vote the Bible.
For your gift of any amount, Hagee Ministries will send you a special message from Reclaiming America's Freedom Series CD DVD, a Shields of Strength custom dog tag, and Pastor John Hagee's book, When the Righteous Rule. For gifts of $175 or more, you will receive the Vote the Bible bundle, which also includes a custom tumbler, tote bag, cap, and yard sign.
Now is the time to stand up for our freedom and the freedom of the next generation. Get out and vote the Bible.
Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/USA.
The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. The Constitution reads, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. It has nothing to do with your color. You are equal in the eyes of God and in the eyes of other men. That they are endowed by their creator, that would be God Almighty, with certain inalienable rights. An inalienable right is a right that cannot be changed or taken away from you. Hello, Supreme Court. To have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Listen, the Constitution gets better. The government, that would be Congress, derives its power from the consent of the governed. That's you. That means the American people give power to our government. The government does not speak to us and we have to jump through hoops. We speak and they're supposed to do what we say. They are public servants. The Constitution reads that whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people, that's you, to alter or abolish that government and to institute a new government. Did you know that's in your Constitution? It is. It means when Washington is not doing their job, fire them. Vote them out of office. You have that power. Take America back to our righteous rules. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Can you say term limitations? It's time for us to think about it. I'll tell you that. Can you say no to socialism and yes to freedom and democracy? Can you say yes to let freedom ring? Can you say vote the Bible? Can you say God bless America? Can you say righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people? Ladies and gentlemen of America, wake up. Our future hangs in the balance. Let freedom ring. Listen closely. We need to take back our children from the teachers' unions. Not school teachers, teachers' unions, because they are totally controlled by the liberal left. Our National Education Association, called the NEA, is America's largest labor union. Get that in your mind. The NEA is a major political player, contributing over $143 million every year to federal candidates for office. Listen, and 97% of that $143 million goes to the Socialist Democrats. That's your tax dollars at work trying to make your life more complicated. Your children belong to you. They do not belong to the state. And they do not belong to that liberal left teachers' union. Teachers' unions are using COVID-19 as a political weapon and nothing short of extortion. Teachers' unions are using COVID-19 to squeeze more money out of the taxpayers and put private schools like CCS and charter schools out of business. Why? Because they do not want competition, because across the board, charter schools are doing a much better job of educating children for a much less fee, and they don't want you to find that out. Teachers' unions are demanding a moratorium on charter schools or voucher schools. Why? Because they detest the idea of school choice. Get this, your child belongs to you, not the state. You should have the right to say where your child goes to school. And where your child goes to school is where your tax dollars should go to support that child in that school, even if it's a charter school or a Christian school or another public school. The money is yours. The child is yours. It's called school choice, and there's only one candidate running for president that wants school choice to happen. We the people have the power to take our government back from political corruption and fake news. The Constitution, it is the duty of the citizens to replace a malfunctioning government. Don't keep sending back the same non-performing people to Washington and expect a new kind of deal coming from Washington. Vote those people out and put new people in. Political leaders saying, this is the summer of love. This is the summer of destruction. This is the summer when the socialists are turning their backs on the police force of the United States of America. God bless every policeman in these United States. We need them. America's cities are now being destroyed by crime, by anarchy, by politicians who rant and rave over fake news. And nothing is ever going to change unless we the people, you, those of you watching by television, vote them out of office. Vote them out of office. Wake up, America. Our future's at stake. Our children must not be sacrificed on the altar of political corruption or socialism. Stand up and speak up for your constitutional rights and your Bible rights. Take America back with the secret weapon of our forefathers. The secret weapon of our forefathers was not a bigger bomb or a faster jet or a more destructive tank. The secret weapon of our forefathers that has saved this republic twice was fasting and prayer. The vast majority of Americans are totally ignorant of the history of fasting and prayer by our forefathers. In 1797, our relationship with France collapsed. The French Revolution had plunged that nation into chaos and rebellion. Listen, does this sound familiar? These were the four objectives of the French Revolution: to close the churches, to stop Christian worship, to rewrite history, and to topple the statues of national heroes. Does that sound familiar? France's new leader seized America's ships and demanded that millions of dollars in bribes be paid by America to France to sponsor the revolution. America refused to pay these French terrorists. President Adams called General George Washington. The both of them put their minds together and they came up with this solution. On March the 23rd, 1798, they called upon the American people, listen to this, for a day of solemn humiliation, fasting and prayer, that the citizens on that day abstain from their secular occupations. That means you don't go to work. That they may call to mind our numerous offenses against the Most High God. That's called repentance. They implore His pardoning mercy through the great mediator. Who is that? Jesus Christ. That we may remember, I'm still quoting the prayer, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. End of quote. Proverbs 14:34. That was President Adams. Years later, in a second time when the survival of America during the Civil War was clearly in line, in one of our greatest crises, perhaps greatest ever, when 600,000 Americans had died for the sin of slavery, our nation then as now was bitterly divided. Abraham Lincoln called for a national day of fasting and prayer on the first Thursday of August in 1864. His appeal to the American people went this way, I quote, "I do hereby further invite and request the heads of the executive departments of government, together with all legislators and all judges and magistrates." Can you imagine what would happen if our president asked those people in our government to pray? They wouldn't know where to begin. "And all the other persons exercising authority in the land and all other law-abiding people of the United States," listen, "to assemble in their preferred places of public worship on that day in fasting and prayer." The war miraculously ended shortly thereafter. Why do Americans need to hear this now? Because America is now in a civil war. We are greatly divided, and I saw both groups as I exited the White House gathering. Mobs with weapons of war are ready to slaughter the innocent. Cities are ablaze. Policemen are murdered and dishonored. Crime and criminals are being glorified. Our constitutional rights are being trampled under feet. Many of our political leaders are godless and corrupt. They have put almost 4 years intentionally lied about the President of the United States. America's only hope for survival is a return to righteousness. A return to righteousness. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." The Bible says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, they mourn." And how do the righteous get an authority? It's when the righteous get up and go vote for righteous people. Ronald Reagan said, "While never willing to bow to a tyrant, our forefathers were always willing to get on their knees before God." With this divine precedent, I want to call the members of Cornerstone Church and our partners across America to a time of fasting and prayer this coming week. You select a day. You select part of a day. You select one meal that you will fast and pray that God Almighty will preserve our nation. Ask God to forgive us for our national sin because we are worthy of His judgment. Ask God to expose those who are corrupt. Ask God to bring those who are corrupt into confusion. Ask God to turn them one against the other, that freedom may be reborn in this nation. The future of America hangs in the balance. This is a supernatural battle. Let's get in it and let's win it in Jesus' name.
This is election season. We all need to take action.
Educate your friends and family members on exactly why it is so vital to vote the Bible. We simply must work together to heal the great divide in our country.
My Father's Blessing is coming up, so stay tuned to the end of today's program. You don't want to miss it.
Our world is in crisis mode, but God is still on the throne. From New York Times bestselling author, Pastor John Hagee, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones, newly revised and updated with up-to-the-minute information on how contemporary events shed light on what is to come and how this will eventually take us to the Battle of Armageddon. Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones, available at jhm.org and wherever books are sold.
It's that time of year again. Cornerstone Church is hosting Feast 2020, October 23rd through the 25th. Don't miss 3 days of free rides, midway games, food, music, spectacular fireworks, and inspirational speakers at Cornerstone Church, featuring Bible-based preaching by Pastor Matt Hagee, plus live outdoor praise and worship. Sunday night, join us for our annual Night to Honor Israel with Pastor John Hagee. Feast 2020. For more information, call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/feast.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. If you need prayer, call our prayer line or visit our website. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you His peace. May the spirit of prayer fall upon each of us, and may it fall upon this nation. Let us call out to the God of heaven, because we are His children, that we may hear from heaven. May the Lord heal our land, unite our people, and remove us from all moral corruption, bringing righteousness to this land. May Jesus be glorified and corruption exposed and expelled from these United States. Bring an awakening of righteousness that sweeps this nation and the nations of the world. In the authority of Jesus' name, we pray.